everyone. Welcome to the 357th podcast. I am Kim Bo-kyung with the Korea Herald's National Desk, and joining me today, as always, is...
Hi, everyone. This is Kevin, once again, from the Kabudin Department here at the Korea Herald.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm okay. You know, I'm thinking about my mortality today as my age notches up 1 year today.
Oh, happy birthday. happy birthday. You know, it's difficult times, but still, happy birthday. You still need to celebrate. Any plans for today?
Yeah, no big parties or anything like that, but I did have some blueberry pancakes this morning, so that was my celebration.
Oh, congrats, Kevin, and thank you. It makes our podcast that much more special to be able to record it on your special day. So for our listeners who have any comments or questions, please feel free to reach us through Patbang or leave us comments, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Today I have two articles prepared. One is global headline, swept global headlines yesterday, because yesterday's June 16th, Tuesday. It's about how North Korea blew up a liaison office with experts warning of more actions to follow suit. And also, second piece, it's today's article that I wrote. It's about how the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found virus on wheelchairs and other items at senior welfare centers, which is very alarming given that seniors have the highest fatality rate, and also the number of seniors coming down with the virus has rapidly increased in the recent days. And so that's what we're going to talk about. We still have the virus, and also the blew up that happened yesterday, and also China-India conflict going on. So it feels like there's a lot of tension, not to mention the Black Lives Movement in the U.S. and
right.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good day today, nevertheless, because it's your birthday.
Sure, yeah, right.
So without further ado, Kevin will read for us the first article. Thank you, Kevin.
North Korea demolishes liaison office. Experts warn of further actions. North Korea on Tuesday demolished an inter-Korean liaison office in its territory near the border, following through on threats and leaving South Korea with little in the way of options. According to Seoul's Ministry of Unification, the North blew up the four-story building at 2:49 p.m., hours after its military warned of refortifying areas disarmed in accordance with inter-Korean agreements. A National Security Council meeting presided over by National Security Office Chief Chung Gui-young was convened in Seoul at 5:05 p.m. The government expressed strong regret at the North demolishing the inter-Korean liaison office that was established under the 2018 Panmunjom Declaration. Kim Yoo-gun, deputy director of Chungwa-dae's National Security Office, said following the meeting. Kim said that the demolition is an act that goes against hopes for peace, and that the North has sole responsibility for all consequences that may follow. We sternly warn that we will respond strongly if the North continues to take actions that deteriorate the situation. The liaison office was established in September 2018, as agreed to by the two sides during the first summit between President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, held on April 27.
Thank you so much, Kevin. So let's get straight to it. North Korea on Tuesday demolished. Could you explain for us what demolish means?
Sure. So demolish here is the verb, and then further down the story, you see the noun is demolition.
Mm-hmm.
This is used especially kind of the opposite of construction.
Right.
We see this come up actually a lot inside Seoul, where a neighborhood is being demolished to make way for new apartment blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's basically tearing everything down, just getting rid of it completely.
Mm. And I feel like, demolished. It's
similar to destroy.
Right. Destroy.
Maybe
destroy.
A little stronger.
Right. So Thank you. And the liaison office, it's in Korean, inter-Korean liaison office can be translated as 남북 공동 연락 사무소, and liaison office itself means 연락 사무소. And North Korea did that in its territory near the border. And could you explain for us what follow through means? Because we also have the term follow through. It was those two terms were sort of confusing for me when I first learned English a long, long time ago.
Right. So following through on something is basically doing what you said you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people say something, but they don't follow through. It
mm-hmm.
means it never actually happens. It's similar but different from follow up, right? Follow up is kind of the next thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they're
right,
talking already about like follow up measurements
uh-huh.
concerning Kyungan-san
uh-huh.
and other areas.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And that leaves South Korea with little in the way of options. So this happened, the demolition happened yesterday at 2:49 p.m. and right away, National Security Council meeting presided over by Chung Hee-yong was convened in Seoul at 5:05 p.m. You know, actually, I was preparing for an interview when we started getting breaking news headlines and alerts, and it was, for me, it was quite shocking, given
mm-hmm.
We did see the sentiment and the rhetoric out of North Korea, sort of
mm-hmm.
Hostile rhetoric because
right.
of the leaflets that were flown by North Korean defectors in South Korea. But I, you know, I'm not North Korea. I'm not an expert on North Korea, and I don't cover the Unification Ministry or the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, but you know, to me, this came as a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you?
Well, as you said, it made a lot of global headlines
mm-hmm.
yesterday, and you know, probably still today. So I guess you could say that the world was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe other parts of the world were probably more shocked by it than
mm-hmm.
than here. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're a little more attuned to kind of the conversation and the tone that's been happening here.
Right.
Right. But yeah, it seems like a pretty severe move.
Right, absolutely. And it's certainly a very concerning move as well. So after the blow-up, the military warned, it's North Korea's military warned of refortifying areas disarmed in accordance with the inter-Korean agreements. And
mm-hmm.
I'd like to touch on three words in this sentence that are important to understand this sentence. Refortify means to strengthen again,
mm-hmm.
and areas disarmed in Korean is 비무장, which means that people there are not armed
mm-hmm.
with weapons.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so to disarm as a verb is literally to take away the weapons of
yes.
somebody or of
uh-huh.
a place.
Yep, and in accordance with something means that in Korean it would mean 무엇 무엇에 따라서. So North Korea, after blowing up the liaison office, warned that blowing up the liaison office, it warned of strengthening again areas that are not armed in accordance with agreements made between the two countries. And right away, Kim Yugun, like you read for us, who's the deputy director of Cheongwade's National Security Office, expressed strong regret. And this is a term that we see quite often
mm-hmm.
in the news, like expressed strong regrets, deepest
right.
regrets. So could you explain to us what it means?
Yeah, there's a nuance here that this official is expressing regret, but it's not about the actions of the official, It's about the actions of somebody else, in this case, North Korea. Right? So to say that you express regret about what someone else did is that you think basically that it's a bad move.
Mm-hmm.
To say that you express regrets about what you yourself did
mm-hmm.
is more like, you know, saying I'm sorry.
Right. So the latter would be, you know, you reflect on yourself and you feel bad.
Right. I regret my decision. Right. Basically
right.
means I'm sorry for that. But
right.
in this case, it's more like, you know, the move that somebody else made is going to have negative consequences,
mm-hmm.
and it's unfortunate to see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also, he went on to say that South Korea sternly warns, and sternly warns is also something that we read often in these types of pieces, and means to issue a very serious warning, right?
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. And North Korea continues to take actions that deteriorate, and deteriorate means to worsen. So
mm-hmm.
worsen the situation. So it warned that South Korea will respond strongly if North Korea continues to take actions and moves that worsen the situation. And experts are talking about how some experts say that they expect more provocative moves
mm-hmm.
By North Korea in the near future.
Right.
So, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
I mean, we're no experts, which, yeah, but still, I'd love to hear what you think.
Yeah, I think already for months and actually probably years and decades, you can always expect more provocations from North Korea,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a kind of ebb and flow
mm-hmm.
between stern warnings and
right.
feelings of rapprochement.
Right. mm-hmm. And this piece was written by my colleagues, two colleagues, Choi Hee-seok and Choi Si-young, and I think it's a very well-written piece that introduces different experts' opinions. And one of the experts that my colleagues interviewed, the expert said that North Korea's move decision to blow up the liaison office is to pressure Seoul and the first step to nullify all agreements that it had made with
mm-hmm.
The Moon administration. So it takes
right.
so much to build up trust and to seem like we're finally getting somewhere, but just one button. I'm not sure how they did it, but
right.
just that one move to just blow things up.
Yeah, to literally blow up the agreement.
Yep. So that's what is going on. I would love to talk about it more, but we have to move on to the second piece. So if you want to check out the article, please log on or download the Korea Herald app and search the article. It's titled North Korea Demolishes Liaison Office, Experts Warn of Further Actions.
North Korea Demolishes Liaison Office, Experts Warn of Further Actions. North Korea on Tuesday demolished an inter-Korean liaison office in its territory near the border, following through on threats and leaving South Korea with little in the way of options. According to Seoul's Ministry of Unification, the North blew up the four-story building at 2:49 p.m., hours after its military warned of refortifying areas disarmed in accordance with inter-Korean agreements. A National Security Council meeting presided over by National Security Office Chief Chung Gui-young was convened in Seoul at 5:05 p.m. The government expressed strong regret at the North demolishing the inter-Korean liaison office that was established under the 2018 Panmunjom Declaration. Kim Yoo-gun, deputy director of Chungwa-dae's National Security Office, said following the meeting. Kim said that the demolition is an act that goes against hopes for peace, and that the North has sole responsibility for all consequences that may follow. We sternly warn that we will respond strongly if the North continues to take actions that deteriorate the situation. The liaison office was established in September 2018, as agreed to by the two sides during the first summit between President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held on April 27.
Okay, let's move on to the second piece. It's also a very serious piece, mm-hmm. but it's one that I wrote today. It's the KCDC saying that they have found virus on wheelchairs, which is very, very alarming. And it's something that those in nursing homes, those working in nursing homes and senior welfare centers would want to pay attention to. Kevin will read for us the article.
Virus found on wheelchairs, other items at senior welfare centers, KCDC. South Korea's public health authorities on Wednesday said COVID-19 specimens were found on wheelchairs and other items used at facilities for senior citizens, largely due to insufficient disinfection. Infections have so far occurred at 6 senior welfare centers in Seoul and the surrounding area, of which transmissions at 4 facilities were traced to infected staff. The epidemiological survey found that there were many cases of virus patients working at senior care facilities transmitting the virus. We also spotted inadequate management, with specimens found on common items, including wheelchairs, Jung Eun-kyung, director of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said at a briefing. Singing activities at the centers during which those present did not wear masks were also responsible for spreading the virus, Jung added. The country had a total of 12,198 infections, up 43 from the previous day, as of Wednesday, recording a slight increase in its daily tally, according to the KCDC. One patient died from COVID-19, pushing the death toll to 279, the KCDC added.
Thank you, Kevin. So this piece, let's get to it. It's pretty much straightforward. I think the title of the piece is very very self-explanatory and explains what the article is about. So South Korea's public health authorities on Wednesday said COVID-19 specimens were found on wheelchairs and other items used at facilities for senior citizens, largely due to insufficient disinfection. So South Korea's public health authorities can be translated as 방역 당국 on Wednesday said COVID-19 specimen can be translated as 검체. And these were found on wheelchairs and other items used at facilities for senior citizens. 노인 생활복지시설에서 사용되는 휠체어와 다른 공동 물품들에서 코로나 바이러스 검체가 검출됐다고 합니다. 그리고 검출된 이유는 is due to insufficient disinfection. Insufficient means a lack of or mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically just not good enough.
Right. That's yeah. Right. That's absolutely right. Not good enough disinfection. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Infections have so far occurred at 6 senior welfare centers in Seoul. So, the surrounding area, of which transmissions at 4 facilities were traced to infected staff. Traced to, could you explain to us what this means?
Yeah, one of the buzzwords we've been talking about with COVID-19 has been contact tracing.
Yes.
Right. So that's basically looking at the contacts a person has made, the people they have been around, and tracing them, right? Mm-hmm. Following them up, figuring out who they are. Mm-hmm. Right. So to trace something is basically to follow the path. Mm-hmm. To observe and watch where it goes, where it's been. So to say that these transmissions were traced to infected staff is to basically say that upon investigation, they found infected staff caused the transmissions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Jung Eun-kyung, who's the our very famous director of KCDC said during today's afternoon briefing that an epidemiological survey, which in Korean is 역학조사, found there were many cases of virus patients working at senior care facilities transmitting the disease. Can you also explain what transmitting means?
Yeah, so we just talked about transmission is the noun, so transmit there is the verb to transmit. You also can use talking about the like broadcasting and other things like that. You send, right? You send a signal. You transmit across the airwaves or over the internet or something like that.
So, yeah.
And in this case, kind of a different version of send, right? Mm-hmm. Not intentionally, but passing along the disease or sickness to someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so these, so Jeong-un-kyung went on to stress that it's very important to remain vigilant, and it's especially the case for those working at senior welfare facilities or facilities that are often used by senior citizens because they are most susceptible to
That's
the
right.
virus.
Yes, yeah.
And I feel like the next part that we're going to talk about is very unique to South Korea. So for our readers who are not familiar with South Korea, you might be wondering, singing activities, like how is that related to virus transmission? And that's because a lot of South Korean, not a lot of, some South Koreans, or at least it's part of the culture, so we've all experienced karaoke in one way or another. So at these centers, they tend to sing and even have karaoke machines, so they enjoy singing and dancing, so that's what caused the virus, and they were not wearing masks when they were singing.
Yeah, that's what transmits the virus especially, right? Anything where you're basically speaking loudly or singing or like pushing a lot of air out of your mouth is going to cause the flow
Good
of virus.
Good thing we are keeping our social distance.
Yes.
So, as of today, South Korea's total number of infections comes to around 12,000, and the death toll stands at 279. Daejeon scrambled to contain a small-scale outbreak, which is presumed to have started at an unregistered door-to-door sales firm. And most of the infections that we've been talking about in the recent days were very much focused or concentrated in the capital region. But we are starting to see an outbreak in Daejeon. It has infected 59 patients in a month, and hopefully, Daejeon officials down in Daejeon will be able to contain the virus because we cannot afford to go through another outbreak or another big wave.
Right.
So,
and we can look to countries like New Zealand for inspiration, right?
Certainly.
Where they are officially, as far as I still know, down to zero cases.
And yep, that's all I have for you today. And before we sign off, Kevin will read the article for us once more.
Virus found on wheelchairs, other items at senior welfare centers, KCDC. South Korea's public health authorities on Wednesday said COVID-19 specimens were found on wheelchairs and other items used at facilities for senior citizens, largely due to insufficient disinfection. Infections have so far occurred at 6 senior welfare centers in Seoul and the surrounding area, of which transmissions at 4 facilities were traced to infected staff. The epidemiological survey found that there were many cases of virus patients working at senior care facilities transmitting the virus. We also spotted inadequate management, with specimens found on common items, including wheelchairs, Jeong-un-kyung, director of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said at a briefing. Singing activities at the centers, during which those present did not wear masks, were also responsible for spreading the virus, Jung added. The country had a total of 12,198 infections, up 43 from the previous day, as of Wednesday, recording a slight increase in its daily tally, according to the KCDC. One patient died from COVID-19, pushing the death toll to 279, the KCDC added.
So that brings us to the end of today's very, very special podcast that's happening on Kevin's birthday.
Mm-hmm. And maybe one of our final podcasts?
That's right.
One of our final podcasts together.
Yep. But I'll be around, so I don't wanna make anything official or anything.
Right.
So
thank you for having me here today, and thank you to the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will talk to you soon.